This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. Nagaland joined the rest of the country in observing Samvidhan Hatya Divas across various district headquarters yesterday. Several programs were organized by the district administrations and district cultural officers across the state, reflecting on the events and implications of the emergency imposed in 1975. A period widely regarded as a critical turning point in India's constitutional and democratic history. The day also served as a solemn tribute to the courage and sacrifices of those who stood against the emergency. In Kohima, Assistant Professor of Kohima College, Dr. Kituki Kriyo, delivered a talk on the emergency of 1975, a constitutional turning point. Sikkim observed Samvidhan Hatya Divas 2025 yesterday, marking the 50th anniversary of the declaration of emergency in India. A commemorative rally was held from MG Mark to Manan Kendra in Gangtok, led by Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh. In his speech, he described the emergency as a dark and challenging period in the nation's democratic history. Tamang urged the people of the state to reaffirm their unwavering commitment to democracy, justice and the rule of law. He emphasized the responsibility of citizens to remain vigilant and uphold the ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity enshrined in the Constitution. Mizoram government has joined other states in launching e-office to enhance digital governance and streamline official functioning, a minister said yesterday. Speaking to reporters at a press conference here, State Information and Communication Technology ICT Minister Dr. Van Lal Thlana said that e-office has been rolled out at the State Secretariat on April 18th. Initially, it was introduced as a pilot in four departments, including School Education Department and PWD in the Secretariat. It has now been adopted in all the 41 departments in the Secretariat and the Chief Minister's Office, he said. After the Secretariat, the e-office will be introduced in directorates and district offices, he said. According to Van Lal Thlana, initiatives have been taken since January 2024 to introduce e-office in the state. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all the students. Meanwhile, the subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The results for the two phases will be announced in April and June respectively. Union Education Minister Dhanendra Pradhan did this as much needed step and said this will reduce exam stress, provide more flexibility and foster joyful learning environment. Union Minister of State for External Affairs Pavithra Margarita yesterday visited Redlaban Secondary School and planted three saplings in line with the celebrations of 11th Sal Good Governance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In the program, the principal of the school highlighted the need to renovate the school infrastructure and other amenities. Union Minister speaking on the occasion said that he would definitely check up his funds to see if the school infrastructure can be renovated, as he maintained that there are limited funds for an MP to utilize the funds outside his geographical jurisdiction. Local MLA Shambho Shulai, Cabinet Minister Yael Heck and other party leaders were also present on the occasion. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma yesterday officially inaugurated the renovated and upgraded Williamson Sangma Meghalaya State Museum at the State Central Library premises in Shillong. The museum's renovation was undertaken by the Department of Arts and Culture, Government of Meghalaya. Speaking at the event, Chief Minister Sangma highlighted the government's long-standing commitment to preserving and promoting the state's unique identity. For many years, the focus has been on identity. What sets Meghalaya apart from the rest of the world is the culture reflected in language, traditional attire, ornaments, cuisine and music, he said. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.